Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
potential. I've got potential.
Don't believe.
loading your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. Place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Thank you. informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Who's watching me?
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Just
80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Break, feel the break, and I gotta live it out.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Congress is considering a bill to better inform the public about end-of-life care options like hospice, palliative care, and advanced care planning. Suzanne Potter reports.
The Compassionate Care Act would establish guidelines for advanced care planning between health providers and patients. Lisa Paul is a social worker who guides families through hospice.
We live in a culture that is very avoidant of conversations on death and dying. And so public education around the importance of planning ahead will improve access so that everyday Americans know to ask for hospice and palliative care.
The bill would direct the government to develop education resources for providers, expand telehealth options, and facilitate a study on a national advanced care planning registry that would allow patients to transfer their advanced directives from state to state. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
CFW.
80s, 90s, and more.
Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
105.7 CFW.
Somebody, someone like you. Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.